everybody. Well, we're still in 2015. And the date today is December 9th, 2015. So we're going to clear that date for everybody. And this is our Wednesday program, unless you're on an archive, and it can be any day for you. So here we go. But for us, it's still the same time. It's got to be the same timeline for that if you're in time. Now, on these shows, we're out of time, so it may not make any difference. So anyway, here we go. Little tidbit of information there. So let's clear the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That's good. And if you have any situations going on, we release the energies for that. So think of one of your pain energies, traumas, or betrayals or something. Maybe just got upset over something that was kind of minor. But it doesn't matter. Buttons get pushed easily. So here we go. And then maybe you had all your buttons covered and one of them stuck out. So let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's bring up the light beam. So some people have more than one light beam on their monitor screen. And then some people have more monitors. So you may have one, you know, alongside of you and going above you and one in another room, you know, who knows? But here we go. Or they're all on your four walls. So here we go. Releasing the energies of negativity as the light beams get activated, you're going to start feeling peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So just kind of looking at buttons that people have, just think of, remember the old typewriters? Well, you may not if you're younger, but when I went to school, we had the non-electric type, and I think they were Underwood, and they had little round buttons on that you press down, and they're all mechanical. And so just think, you know, what letter of button came up when it got pushed? Maybe the aliens are using like the maybe the O button, you know? So you're getting things happening to you under, you know, or in that folder, we'll say, of O energies, you know? Like, oh, well, oh, nuts, and maybe you think of something else here. But anyway, just kind of maybe see how your situations fall. Maybe they're just finding one button with a particular letter on it or even a number. So I'm going to turn it over to our co-host now. And are you out there, Michelle?
I am. Hi, Ron. It's nice to talk to you again tonight. And hello out to everyone in the world, wherever you're listening to Creation Lightship. We have a really nice show tonight. More information about what Ron does and what all the different healings are about and how they're used and what they're for. So welcome. I just wanted to make a couple announcements first. Ron has the 8-hour healing intensives coming up this weekend, and it starts with the Saturday 4-hour call, and that's on December 12th. And then on Sundays, it starts with the 8-hour conference calls, and that's the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. So, Ron, we have some great emails in the inbox, and a lot of them, one of them is really just wanting to know all about all these different kinds of clearings that the person must be interested in doing. So did you want me to just ask you about them?
Yeah, we could maybe, as they're thinking about doing them, then there's certain ones that you need to do versus some that you might think you need because it looks like you need them. So that's why you always do the emotional first. Because you can have a whole bunch of stuff that's kind of connected to that emotional body, and once you have that clearing, then a lot of what you think you had wrong with you will say, or your buttons that just go away. But go ahead, Michelle. We'll see what the person is thinking about doing, or what they have done, or whatever.
Okay, so the first one on the list is the mind of the spirit. Although, I don't know if that's a healing. Maybe they're just curious as to what that would be. Do you recall that as being one of the healings?
Yeah, that one, the mind of the spirit, that would probably be how your spirit is interfaced with your mind. That's how I would look at that one. The mind of your spirit, the only thing I could figure out is how maybe your mind is preventing your spirit to connect, and your spirit through the clearing may help that integrate that energy. I know there's the mind of the body clearing. That's a different one, but mind of the other one, I just I don't know. But to pull it up.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if I recall reading that one, and I know I've gone over the list several times. So maybe explain mind of the body. Maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah, the mind of the body is your internal healer. So that works hand in hand with your physical body spirit. So, boy, it's like the little mad scientist, with the white coat, and it works continuously, keeping your body functioning. And when you catch some kind of awful illness, it is there to figure out what's wrong with it and how it's able to connect to it, along with probably releasing the mind energies that have made that problem if it possibly could. So that's more like your internal healing mechanism. And that gets turned off when you go through death barcodes. Each time you have a death barcode, that little guy goes, forget it. The person's dying. We got a death barcode on them, and I'm not going to deal with this illness because there's no longevity, and the person is going to die anyway, so I'll just turn myself off. That's the way that body works. That's your internal healer. And it works with the spirit that's in your body that makes the body work, but not the one that looks out of your eyes. So the two different spirits. Your body has one, and then your spirit looks out of your eyes also is the one that you normally talk about, the part of you that with the New Age beliefs that your spirit needs to know more because it's stuck here. And I made a mistake in the last lifetime, and it's here for the learning, schooling experience, which is not true. But, it's the one that we normally consider, and I use the word spirit, so we'll call it the word soul. The soul, if you were to talk about the two of them, the soul actually is in duality, but so is your spirit, in a sense, because it's hooked up at the same thing. So if you hear me talking about spirit, Think of soul, and the soul is stuck here, and so is your spirit. And so the spirit or soul would, in a sense, be the same, except the way to look at it is that your spirit is in perfection, and that your soul, not that it needs to learn anything, but that's what people call your spirit because it's stuck here in duality. And it has a hard time leaving because it lost its intelligence, which is the same as your own spirit. It lost its intelligence, at least the parts that left it. So it's not strong enough to do much, and it's very timid and weak, although it can do miracles for you, but typically when you need it the most, it's gone, because it doesn't want to deal with duality, because it really shouldn't. So it can go all different ways with that. And so anyway, the mind of the body is your healer. So back to you.
Yeah, Don, I was always wondering, I came from California, so there's a lot of people, and they're like, oh, I'm so spiritual. Are there some people who are more spiritual than others?
Well, I think being more spiritual means that you're caught more in the trap of duality because you think you know everything. Where, somebody who just is heart-centered is where you really want to be, because when you're heart-centered, then you're out of duality. And being heart-centered, that's the mind-to-heart drop. You can't think your way into being heart-centered or to be in the now. You can't think your way into that because then you're in the darkness energy. So all the teachings of the books will tell you that you want to be heart-centered and be in the now, but there's really no way to do that. They do probably sell meditations to put you there, but you're still in darkness. Because you're thinking. So, if you're, you know, not thinking and you can be in the present moment, which is where you go automatically when you're being creative and you lose track of time. So it's not like it's impossible to find because you're there when you're being creative. But the trick is when you're not being creative to be in that same space. So how often are you creative in a daytime when time stops for you? As soon as you start to analyze and think, then you're more than likely, but not always, but more than likely going to be back in the mind energy. Because the aliens gave you mathematics. So as you're thinking about stuff and trying to put things together and in an organized way, remember, you're still using those laws that the aliens put here for order. Remember, being in sequential order and stuff and looking at your time and the clock's moving, that's all timelines. Back to you.
Yeah, interesting. So you mean like if people consider themselves more spiritual, but what they're doing is meditation, which is just another form of thinking, it's really no different than having to go to work and having to be very mental, which, you know, we all, you know, a large population actually has to do. It's just the way we've learned to live here and had to survive. So, yeah, it is kind of difficult, I guess, to be creative, especially if you are in a work environment where everything is about, you know, what time you clocked in, what time you clocked out, and it's hard to get away from that, but maybe that's why it's really good to have a hobby, because then you can be in your heart while you're doing your hobby.
Yep, so once you catch on how to do it, then it's very easy to live life, to be in peace. That's the whole thing. Are you in peace or not? Or are you trying to jump over hurdles all the time? And are you waving, you know, the T-shirt that you want to wear with bullseye on it to make you react to those certain buttons? Back to you.
Yeah, it is really difficult not to be reactive, especially if you're in a constant mental state. There's all these little things. And I know people often say, oh, I've been putting out fires all day, which is, you know, a reactive state of basically taking care of problems and stuff like that. And I noticed when I've traveled to South American countries where people maybe don't necessarily have as many physical things or whatever, but they seem a little more peaceful sometimes. And I've always been in awe of that. Like, wow, they seem so happy or kind of mellow. So that's kind of neat. Okay. Well, anyway, the next thing on the list that they were curious about was the IQ coding, what that healing would do.
The IQ coding goes through, and it's a whole lifetime clearing, which means that it goes through each day of your life, and it's done by years. So it can help you connect more of the dots together. So we have an education clearing and an IQ clearing. They're kind of similar. The definitions would probably be almost identical, but they do different things. So the IQ is there to help you to deprogram yourself, we'll say, so that you can understand more of what's happening and to get more into the present moment. So that's kind of what it does. It removes blockages. Remember, you've been taught something, and whether it's correct or incorrect, for you may still differ. You could ask your question, do I really need to know this information, and is it proper and correct according to my beliefs? And even though your beliefs may be different than everybody else's, then it's not going to be correct to you, but you have, you know, learned maybe the false way of thinking or took on somebody else's reality. So the IQ clearing kind of makes you a little sharper. So that's what all that I can say. Well, those clearings are excellent. So if you're planning to get a little sharper, get to use the term mentally, but it makes you connect more dots, and it can help to clear away preconceived conditions or information that is somebody else's belief system, and you can't see your way through the belief system that they have, then, the clearing could help you. So it's kind of like if you were trapped, at least you were told you were trapped, and you couldn't escape from your little room that you're in, we'll say. and you believe that you couldn't get out, but then you have the clarion and you go, you know, there's a door over here. They never told me about the door. They just said I couldn't get out. So I didn't really think about turning the doorknob and opening the door up to escape, but, you know, they just said I couldn't get out, so I believed them. Well, that's sort of what we go by. So the IQ clarion would go, ah, there's a doorknob. What's the doorknob used for? Well, I can look now and, you know, kind of investigate that, and now I can use maybe my intuition to figure out that the doorknob might open the door, you know? And lo and behold, you know, you found your way through another way to release yourself from your slavery. So that's sort of what the IQ clearing can do. It can just make you a little sharper, give you another way of looking at things, a different perspective, because that's what you need here. And you need to get out of the mind control energies. And you need to get out of what you believed in the past as being real and a reality for you to work perfectly. But now you need to figure out a way to become free from a situation. So that's sort of what I would say. You want to get yourself freed up so that you can think clearer and use more of your intuition. And using the word thinking as darkness energies of timelines. But, you know, there are clones on smarter timelines. You can always ask for a smarter clone, too. We never knew about that. But remember, all timelines are out there. There's a timeline of poverty, losing money every day, we'll say. And there's a timeline out there where money comes to you easily and effortlessly. What timeline are you on? Or maybe there's one that puts you into sadness and hopefulness. And then you see other people walking around, they're not feeling sad and hopeless. And you wonder, why aren't they feeling that? I feel it. Well, it's because you're running that program. Maybe you need the IQ clearing to kind of snap yourself out of it because you've been used to running a program that's been harming you for your whole life. So I'll turn it back over to you, Michelle.
Yeah. What would be the correlation with that and, like, your mental body clearing, the whole life one?
The mental body clearing starts to take away the energies that you have learned throughout your whole life and the alien programs and how they're choosing to keep you trapped here. And also how you're thinking. Remember, they only give you so many... Remember, that the aliens gave you the vocabulary that you're using. We can call them youths, universal, unwanted universal travelers, if you want. Sometimes the word alien freaks people out because they saw the, you know, the movie Alien, and they see this thing popping out of somebody's chest, and they go, oh, boy, and I hear the word alien now, and maybe, I saw this movie or a friend told me about the graves coming into the bedroom and stuff like that, and you hear the word alien, and you go, oh, boy, I don't like them. Leave them alone. I don't want to listen any longer. It scares me. Well, that's another reality, you know. It's like, wow, you know, do I like this or not like this? And is it real or not real? You only have two choices. Either it is or it isn't. So the mental clearing can help you maybe have a little more discernment, we'll say, and unwind some of those belief systems that you have preventing you from moving forward. So the mental clearing is like the emotional clearing for the mental body. And the mental body can get stuck and filled up. And then you feel paralyzed because you are using your mental body here. So back to you.
Yeah, I think we use it a lot. Every now and then I have to run it, and it just feels like, my whole body just relaxes. It's like, oh, I can just let go of all that stuff, and whatever's left over as wisdom is really just what stays, which is kind of nice. I was wondering, as you were talking, I had a question. When you say the word aliens, was every different animal species and plant species and different human species and... Well, basically everything living, at one time, were we all aliens? Did we all come here from somewhere else?
So the question is, did the aliens create your body that's here on this planet? So for that, I would say yes. Was your body a similar body, maybe somewhere else, and it was uncorrupted, and the aliens got you and brought you here and changed your DNA and made you look like your race in a sense? That would be correct, too. So everybody here is from an alien race. And that's why they can control the genetics of different races just through doing radionic transmissions to affect different races, maybe cultures of people. And that's what they're also doing. You know, you have, I use the word as above, so below. So the aliens above have taught the people on the ground here, which we'll call the so below, and even the underground, how to do things to harm people. So that's kind of how you would, I probably answer that, I guess. So everybody here would be alien. The plants and animals, maybe not, unless it came from an alien planet, and then it was brought here. But there probably isn't too many things like that compared to people here. Because there's really no need to control plant. You know, it's not going to be moving where it's planted. So back to you.
So I think maybe you've mentioned it before. The only reason that humans are, this is often happening to us, is basically because we have emotions, and that is like an energy source for them.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. And so is your pain energies. So whatever you emit off of your body, they have a way to capture that energy. And then they can capture you and put you on timelines to get more energy out of you. So it's kind of the perfect setup. Yeah, that's why you want, not, you don't want to be connected to them. So you become more peaceful and then live in the moment where you're supposed to be living anyway. And then the aliens aren't going to get much energy off you, and they'll go to somebody else who they can connect with.
So, like, if you were to do the mind-to-heart drop on a regular basis, especially if you were in an emotional situation, you would be considered almost boring to them, and they would kind of leave you alone a little bit?
That would be correct, yes.
Great.
In fact, right now, on this program right now, the aliens probably are no longer around you because this is peace energy coming into your room. So you're not going to really have them around to harm you. They may be listening, wanting to get out because they heard of the radio program. You don't know what they have for communication between alien races and everything else, you know. Here we have, you know, your cell phones and typically radio. You know, you don't know what they have. And they may have a mass mind consciousness. I think most of them have that. So here we have a mass mind, except our mass mind deals with what they choose to transmit to us, you know, on the timelines and in collective consciousness. So when you tap into that, then they're telling you, or giving you what they want you to think. So they're programming you that way.
Right. Okay, so the next one on the list is the set sequence timing body.
Okay, yeah, that's how your spirit connects to your body. And sometimes your body isn't here, and sometimes your body could be crooked. With the spirit in it. So this wasn't designed to make your spirit, you know, be in complete alignment with your body, but it can help. But this tells you that clearing is how your spirit connects basically to your body moment by moment. So we go through that clearing, not a whole lifetime clearing, to get you so that your spirit is now with you throughout your lifetime. So let's just say that one day you decided to meditate for 3 hours. Well, your spirit's not with your body, And so your body now has been abandoned by your spirit because you gave permission, your spirit, to go somewhere else. And it followed your thoughts through the meditation that you're listening to. So who's protecting your body? So that clearing is designed to help you with that. In fact, since there could be aliens listening in your room, who would like to leave Dodge here and get out of here completely? They can do that now. I'll do accounting to help that. You can also go on, with our link that we have enslaved aliens, I believe. But here we go. If they want to leave, they can do so. I'll see how many are around who want to leave. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And let's take one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Not a whole lot left. I don't think probably more than 1,000 left, but they're gone. So if you had one in your room that was bugging you a lot, maybe it's no longer going to be with you. So back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron. Great. That will help for people if they haven't gotten the timeless loop of it. And if they want it, I believe they can email clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send it back to them. If they wanted to have it on their phone or have it in their email so they could run the previous one that you had done for alien release. And if they wanted to watch the video of it, it's on YouTube, and I believe it is Help Enslaved Aliens. It starts out with the word help, and most people actually already have it saved somewhere. But if you want that emailed to you as well with a little bit of an explanation in the middle, we can send that to you. So again, just send us an email and we'll send it back. I wanted to switch gears just a little bit, Ron, in case we had every now and then we have new people listening and they're kind of trying to figure out exactly what is going on. You know, a question I get every now and then is people say, how can this work through the internet? What do computers have to do with spirituality?
That's a good question. So in the now, there's the light beam picture gets put on your screen and you're doing a clearing. There's no such thing as time. And so right away, you're taken away out of or your energy that's being released from you, we'll say, since you're using the light beam for a clearing. And that goes through me, so I'm actually in the light beam, so to speak, and just keeping it very simple here. And the energies, since you're out of time, work perfectly anywhere. And so the light beam is just a medium for you. Maybe the medium is the wrong word to use, but it's something that you have on your screen to run energy into your room to give you peace. And when you do a clearing, let's say you're doing your emotional clearing. So what happens at that point, you start clearing the years. So the light beam will, in a sense, there's more to it than what I'm talking about here. But we'll just say it kind of looks at you and takes away your emotions probably in 20 seconds of your whole lifetime. So it cleans out the DNA that got contaminated in you, which is probably actually your RNA, but it came from the DNA initially. So that, all that gets cleaned up so that you're no longer dealing with contaminations. And the contaminations that you have will eventually kill your body. And so if you look at it time-wise with computer technology, then, you know, you can say, gee, this just can't work, you know. Well, when you're out of time, it works perfectly. So if you look at the out-of-time way it would work, everything in out-of-time is in the same moment. So, back to you.
Oh, well, I will try to remember that and explain it next time. I know it's like, I'm always kind of a little bit stumped by that question myself. I'm like, I don't know. It's like they can see you. They're connecting with you. And it's just a way for you to say specifically what your problem is that you want to have released from you.
And all I can say is I know it works because it just kind of like takes 20 years of heaviness, emotional heaviness or more off your life, and it feels great. So if somebody were to just come into this, I know you have a clearing. It took me a while to listen to a lot of shows before I realized I wasn't quite getting everything that you were saying, even though I was hearing it over and over again. And then you mentioned the 2000-year barcode removal, which is one of the free sample healings listed on the left side of your main page for your website. Could you just explain what that does?
Okay, so let's go back 2,000 years ago, and that was when Jesus was here doing the teachings from the light ship as to basically the only way you can get out of here is to have your emotions cleared. That's what it amounts to. Otherwise, you're bringing in darkness into your body, and your body will not be able to turn back into light because you brought darkness to it. So when you do an emotional clearing, and, you know, the people who are, say, Christian, believe that he came here to take away your sins. Well, that was correct when he was living. Yep, people saw him. But, you know, people would like to have somebody else outside of themselves fix them, so that's... So they can kind of stretch it out a little bit. Say, now it's working today. Jesus is still living. Well, the dark side Jesus is, not the one from light, the longer here. And from there, so what happened was you had to get your emotions cleared, which they call sins, to be able to get back to source energy again. And that's all that it was. Unfortunately, he was killed earlier than... he was supposed to be killed or left or whatever. I won't say he was going to get killed further on, but his lifespan was shortened a whole bunch. So his actual reason for being here, he didn't reach enough people. But the ones that probably understood it, if there were a few of them, did actually leave here. So the clearings that was, say, done 2,000 years ago, performed 2,000 years ago, was what, in a sense, we have on the website. The emotional one is the main one, but other ones could have also been done along that same line. But the aliens weren't really that involved here like they are today. But they were still working with him, which we'll call the Galactic Federation. And people now change the name around to something else. That I've been talking down about it so long now, they put the word light in, not the Federation of Light or whatever, but it's still the same stuff. So it's the pecking order of the aliens. Remember, they gave duality to you, and they live in duality. And then you have the spiritual hierarchy, so you probably have all heard that, and different dimensions. So that's what they gave you. So you try to work your way up from... dimension one, possibly up to whatever dimension there is. We'll just say there's 12, who knows. But the whole thing is that they're putting you back into programs because you're never good enough. And you're always getting more programs added to you, so you can't leave here. So that's basically what we're doing, is trying to get rid of your programming from the aliens. Remember, the light doesn't do any programs because you already know what the answer is. Okay, you don't need anything. And the more that you know mentally, in a sense, if you start connecting to it, it's good to have discernment. The whole thing is discernment. Once you take your knowledge that you've learned here about what not to do and all the frustrations of living life here, and you put that into discernment with no judgment, now you're really empowered because you know you don't want to do something ever again that you used to do in the past. But you have no energy on it. You go, okay, been there, done that, and it's gone. So that's where you want to be. So you can use discernment for everything that you've dealt with here, even though it was in judgment. But you bring it into peace, and that's where you want to live, is in peace. So the clearings back then, 2,000 years ago, is what we're doing now. Although now, unfortunately, is so much, so much more complicated because of the mind energy going all different directions and more information. And in a sense, you know what's going on in other countries, et cetera, and that becomes more of a challenge for you because now you're opening yourself up to other languages. If you hear somebody talking another language, then it gets to be more complicated. And what do those words mean? Because they have their own keywords in other languages. So you're getting downloaded with so much more information. So the information overload is making you further away from ascension as you're hearing more. So you want to become peaceful. That's why we have the media clearing to help you out with that. The whole thing is getting back into peace, getting back into your own energy, which is your own spirit, and not judging. So back to you.
So what does the 2000U barcode removal do, and do you need to do every 100-year section?
Well, what happened was the dark side realized, because they know about timelines, and the dark side could have already had timelines being created or already have been created 2,000 years ago, maybe going into 3,000 years from that point. So they knew that people were going to try to get out of here around our time right now. So they made energies like little implants, in a sense, come in, along with like the nanotechnologies that we have now that wasn't talked about, you know, maybe a couple hundred years ago, where people had that insight that something in the air could contaminate them. Maybe even 50 years ago, probably. But basically what you want to do is clean out at least, you know, maybe going back 500 years. And you want to clean out those years to get rid of what the aliens put in you to keep you from understanding the truth, which is peace energy. So the truth is peace. Otherwise, you're in non-truth and you're in duality. Well, the whole thing is to get into peace. So they gave you ways to prevent you from understanding that, like the mind of heart drop, that takes 20 seconds is all that you need to get peaceful. It's not going to help your body for ascension, but you will become peaceful. So that's the whole process. And they put in blocks so that you cannot hear any of what we're talking about. They wanted to keep you held captive on this planet. Back to you. So they already knew what the outcome was going to be 2,000 years later.
You mean like if they didn't basically put these energies on us, they would, or we might possibly ascend, and then that would basically mean that we weren't under their control anymore, so they put this on us. So that it's kind of like a blinder. It's kind of like you can't hear it, you can't see the true light. You get involved with all these other things trying to reach the true light because you know you're actually part of it, but they'll never get you there because it's like you're worshiping an ancient being or an old person or an old organization, and none of those are true light because they're not in the moment. So they kind of use the 2,000-year barcode to like basically put blinders on us so we wouldn't descend.
Yep, that's basically that in a nutshell, yeah. So it keeps you in duality. And they keep you there because if you start getting, away from their mind control patterns, then they'll activate something in you that they put in, you know, years ago into your body genetics to get you to do something else. So it's like a energetic, you know, amnesia.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then the next one on the list that the listener was wondering about is the cellular mental body. What does that one do, Ron?
That is the communication between the cells of your body. Remember, everything here works in mind. And so if you have cellular memory, which stores the information, so that's where it's, you know, imprinted into, we'll say, of events. So if we were further along our technologies here, you know, if that would even happen, you could probably touch maybe the side of your head or your leg. And if you had a machine that could read it, you know, we'll just say that this was a reality now, then it could actually talk to you and say, you know, you have this anger that you had stored in you at the age of four, for whatever reason, done by your father, and that's stored right here in this location. You have to release this. So we don't have that technology, at least on the surface here. Maybe in the underground, it's probably already created. But because they're probably 500 years ahead of us with their inventions and everything else. So that's all there from the aliens. Remember, the aliens are giving them their inventions. So what you think would be great to have on the surface here, you probably already know that it's already created, because the energy is what you're reading. And you go, why isn't it made yet? You know, I can feel it. You know, well, it's already here. And they just don't want you to have it. But it's how you're, getting back to that question, it's how your cells of your body communicate to each other. So that's sort of how I would look at that one.
And another one that they have on the list actually has to do with what we were just talking about just before you spoke about that one, and it is the 12 source energies. And I know that in a lot of different traditions, people talk about the number 12, and what is that, and how does it pertain to, like, what Jesus was talking about or what he referred to as God?
Okay. My understanding is that there was initially one energy. Now, this does not include darkness energies, because that's not involved with source energy. So the one energy had to split itself in half so it would recognize its other half. And for us, that would be like a twin flame energy. And so now you had two energies that were identical that was able to communicate and to make it more human-like, share information. Okay, and then from there, they divided themselves off into we'll say 12, since it's in duality, we'll just use, I mean, not in duality, but an opposite polarity. I'm saying this actually wrong, but you got to kind of bear with me here. So you have like a plus and a minus energy, and this makes wholeness. It would be like the yin-yang, like a figure eight. And so each source energy divided itself off into that. So you actually had 24 energies, but you actually had, when those are combined, you had 12 source energies. Now, every one of the energies that were created from light have the 12 source energy, and I guess I could use the word blueprint, connected to it. So that's the manifesting energy. It would be the 12 source energies that you have built inside of yourself throughout all of your spiritual blueprint of who you are. And so when you manifest, you are using all those energies. The one show that we had on CTR Radio, we brought them in. Well, sometimes you may be, in a sense, not using one as much for whatever reason. Maybe for some reason you don't use it for whatever, okay? So when you listen to that program, they're being re-energized in you, and you really feel a boost of energy. But remember, your spirit also is comprised of all those. So, you know, maybe it had implants put into it to numb out one of those 12 source energies. And since your spirit resonates with your body, now your body doesn't have it. And it can also work the other way around, too. If your body gets contaminated, so does your spirit. So when your body's contaminated, then your spirit takes it on. So how do you ever get a good healing if your spirit's contaminated? It's really not going to happen. So by doing the 12 source energies, you will probably become more conscious of what's going on. Or at least your body will become more conscious, because it will know what created it. It's hard to talk about this stuff because you have to put it into a mental framework to communicate it. And that's why I mentioned the plus and the minus, which sounds like duality, but it's not. It's just two of the same energies that are there working together. So back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting because even doing the radio show, we have to talk, which are words, and we have to do that because we have to get it out to people around the world or, you know, through this method. And yeah, so it becomes a mental framework, and you're trying to explain a spiritual thing or a timeless thing or like a wise thing or a heart thing. It just, it's difficult, but you explain it well, Ron. I think you at least get people interested enough to go, well, you know what? It might be worth a try if it has such an amazing benefit to make me not only possibly able to ascend, but have a very pleasant and peaceful life while I'm here, as long as that lasts. So, you know, I'm very grateful for the explanations. I know a lot of times on the radio shows we ask you over and over again questions that are somewhat similar, but I'm always getting more, and I'm sure other listeners really appreciate it too. So I had to look this one up because I wasn't really sure if it was a full name of a clearing, but it is. So another one they were wondering about is called the Mind Interference Body Clearing, and that's also on your website. What's that one about?
Oh, boy. Let's see. right now, I couldn't tell you. I'm not there, okay?
It's okay. We've talked about a lot of mind clearings tonight. So, do you feel tonight with the audience that's listening, Ron, that there's any healings that we could benefit from?
Let's see here. Well, we could do a clearing for, here we go. This will be one that'll be, I enjoy this one at the expo. So what we're going to do is take out cameras out of your eyes. So here we go, left eye. And for a newbie, this may be like, you know, like should I hit the button to get off this program or not, but hang with us here. Remember, you don't know what the aliens are doing to you. So here we go. And who's watching you through your eyes? And what's it being used for? Here we go. So left eye, taking out the camera that's there. And you may have blurry vision a little bit, and now it'll probably be corrected. So here we go. Left camera, going to get it released. There we go. That one's out. And now try... you're blinking your eyes a little bit, and I'll do the right eye, get rid of the right camera. Here we go. Okay, coming out. There, that one's released. So, another way of looking at this is, are they trying to make you more into a altered human, like a cyborg? Yes, they are. Uh-huh. So they can attach these things to you. Remember, they're out of time when they do this. They can take you stop time, which puts you, in a sense, frozen in time. But to you, you'd be out of time because time is not moving. And they can have you and do whatever they want for you for any amount of their time. And their time could be a year. You may be a second. They can do whatever they want, make sure everything looks perfect and it's operating fine and putting in a brand new battery or whatever they need to do, the wiring, et cetera, and then put you back on again, and all of a sudden you got cameras in your eyes, and you're going, wow, why do my eyes look kind of different, you know? So anyway, we'll see if anybody wants to comment if they can, if their eyes feel better, number one. Number two, maybe they have a little better eyesight, and what else, you know, you could be having. So maybe they change colors. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's always a good one. If somebody needs it, especially, they might notice something different in their vision or whatever. So, yeah, I've been in seminars where you have done that, and people have been like, what? So it's always a good what. Okay, and let's see here. The next one on their list that they had written down is the infection body. Could that actually clear infections that are considered to be lifelong?
Yeah. The infection body stores and collects from you different infections that you have had in the past. So it will eventually get filled up, and when it gets filled up, then it can start leaking those back into you again. Because it has to go somewhere. So all these bodies, these invisible energetic bodies that we have on the whole lifetime clearing, those are designed to clean out those energetic bodies so they don't, you know, start working against you. At first, they work perfectly fine. They're great. They're a great filter mechanism. They absorb all this stuff. And then as you get a little older, maybe age of 20, we'll say, they start getting contaminated, and they start leaking the energy back out of them into you. And all of a sudden, you start having problems because the bodies are stuffed full. And that's why you want to do your whole lifetime clearing on these bodies to get them back to where they used to be when you were first born, which is basically empty. So that body would carry all of your infections that you've had in your lifetime. And if you had a condition, a problem, maybe, you know, some reason something would touch you and it would heal really quickly at first. And then as time goes on, as your infection body has infections in it, and before it held the energy, now maybe you get cut again, and the infection that you would have had in the last one now is coming forward because the body is filled up and something spews out of it, and now you have an infection. You go, well, why am I getting an infection with this here? I never used to get infections. Well, because that body is filled up, and it's leaking out bad stuff back into you again. Back to you.
Yeah, I know people who would say physically, oh, it's sitting in your liver, because that's where your body would process a lot of stuff. I mean, probably just one of the places. And it's running as like a low-grade infection or a low-grade fever that your body's constantly fighting, and it can make you tired. So hopefully if somebody did this as a whole life clearing, that wouldn't be a problem anymore. And I know that's a really good one. So we have another question. It's basically, Ron, is being a good person enough to get you to ascend?
Well, now you're kind of in the mental realm. And so what's going to ascend? Remember, a good person might ascend, but it's not going to be you. So you're probably creating a hologram of a good person, but it probably won't ascend. It'll ascend to darkness. Now, what's going to happen to your spirit and your body? That's a whole different energy level, whole different energy system. So what have you done to shed the negative energies from this lifetime that surfaced? Most you're not even going to remember. So that's what you want to clean out so your spirit can now come back to you into your body, if you're choosing to have your body, get out of here. You have to have a way that your spirit can be, installed into you again, because it won't come back in because it can't. Darkness is already living there. You already have something taking up residence, and it's not your spirit. So what's ever taking up residence with you is not of the light, because the light doesn't do that. So right away you have darkness in you, so where's it going to go? To go to the dark side ascension. So that's the way it works.
Okay. And Ron, we had a request, because I believe that on Monday it was December 7th, and I think that we ran an archive, and I believe that was Pearl Harbor, so in 1941. Was there any kind of a date clearing that you wanted to run for that for Monday?
Yeah, so we have issues there. We have the soldiers will say that the Americans and the Japanese soldiers that might be still hanging around who are living, and they're probably having different energies attacking them from what they've seen. So let's take away that energy to give them some more peace here. And remember, these people should be probably around 90 years of age or so, I'm guessing. So here we go, releasing the energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And then I want to do a clearing for the Japanese that lived in the United States here, where they had their homes taken away. They went into those special camps, lost everything because they were Japanese. So let's do a clearing for that. And if you're Japanese listening, or you have some Japanese blood from that time frame, this might help you out also to feel a little more peace, because you could be running those issues of you know, having things stolen from you. So here we go, and maybe other things too, but keeping it very simple, let's release that energy out of you. So one, two, three, well, out of sadness, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay, great. And what's that?
That was a very heavy clearing.
Yeah, I bet. I know there's a lot going on with that. I think there's a movie about it, Snow Falling on Pines. Kind of a nice movie. And I've actually been to one of those places in the desert in California, I believe. So we have one more quick request, and I know that the show is almost done, but we were wondering to clear possibly on December 7th, mark the first day of Hanukkah. Is there any kind of clearing that we could do for that?
Okay, here we go. So it's sort of what the person listening now would like to have cleared. So one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. And our time is getting close here. So let's do the bind a heart drop. Here we go, everybody. So expanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. Remember, it's working with things inside of you, your spirit, not nothing external. So here we go, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Blessings to all of you. Good evening.
Hi, y'all.